السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله
According to my custom, today I will recount some of my tours. As you saw, the tour on MTA in Australia and other Pacific islands, which included Fiji and other islands. With the grace of Allah, as always, Allah showed the sights of His backing at all times, and we saw the promises which Allah made with promise Messiah being fulfilled. The first stop was Singapore, where there is only a small Jamaat, but with the grace of Allah, it is very sincere Jamaat. Since there are some restrictions here, as a result of which, anyone who is coming from outside, they will have to take permission of speeches, making speeches, public speeches, or they cannot speak to a public gathering without prior permission from the government. Therefore, we did not hold the Jalsa there. But the few days we stopped was like a Jalsa. It is only a small island, and it is adjoining Malaysia. There is only a kilometer's distance and there is a bridge joining the two islands. And therefore, many people also came from Malaysia there. And there is a restriction in the Jamaat in Malaysia, and I could not visit them. But those who came over the sorrow they felt and showed that because we could not reach there or could not go to them, they showed some sort of disappointment, And as I said, Singapore is only a small Jamaat. Apart from one or two Pakistanis, most of them are local Ahmadis. The way they are managing the work of the Jamaat, their sincerity with the caliphate and devotion with the caliphate, that shows it is also a proof of the truth of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. They have built a beautiful smallish mosque. It is fairly large, but our standard it is small. There are offices, and it is a two-story building. And Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Third had inaugurated it. And I have laid the foundation stone of the mosque there. I have mentioned to Malaysia that there are restrictions and there is opposition. Therefore, a large number of the members had come to meet me there, and we held meetings with them. But in Indonesia also, as the situation is, and everyone knows that the opposition to the Jamaat is in full force. And for the time being, it is difficult to visit them. And large number of the Indonesian Ahmadis had also attended, came to see me, and they also showed emotion that you cannot visit us. Indonesians are naturally emotional, but they are much advanced in sincerity and devotion. When in my sermon I mentioned the present situations and advised them to show restraint and patience, without exception, young men and as well as women, they were all shedding tears. And you must have watched it on MTA to some extent, because the camera cannot cover the all people present and cannot show anything, everything that is happening among the audience. But people were sitting in front of me. And normally I control my emotion, but when I saw their situation, I was finding difficult to control myself. These sights we see only in the loving Jamaat of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Because of their religious connection and their brotherhood, they are linked in so closely that they find difficult to control emotion. All this is the result of the spiritual powers of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, who he had attained with the submission and obedience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People coming from various countries and belonging to various nations, they have a true devotion to Promised Messiah and his caliphs. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, reflect a little that in 1300 years, who else found a time of at the position of prophethood? And in many ways we have a similarity to the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They watch the miracles as the companions did, and they find a fresh certainty and certitude which the companions found, and they are suffering at the hands of the opposition as the companions suffered. They are achieving purity of life through the teachings as the companions achieved, and there are many who shed tears in their prayers and wet their place of their prostrations as the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. There are a large number of them who see true dreams and they are blessed with the revelation from God as the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. There are many who have spent hard-earned income for our Jamaat as the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. You will find many who remember their death and they are gentle of heart and are following the true path of righteousness as the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. It is a Jamaat of God which Allah is looking after and purifying them day by day and is filling them with the blessings of heaven and are pulling them towards Him as He pulled the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In short, you find all the signs in this Jamaat which you can infer from the words of Akharina Minhum, and this way the prophecy of Allah is being fulfilled. Therefore, whatever promised Messiah has just said, which I read out, we see from all countries of the world. I was mentioning the Indonesian Ahmadis. As promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said that Allah is filling their hearts with the wisdom, heavenly wisdoms, and you see these sights everywhere. I was mentioning the sermon in Indonesia, and they were in Malaysia, and they were crying after when as they met after the prayers. And Allah will help them further, and they were showing the emotion of brotherliness, and they were embracing each other and shedding tears. Large number of the people from Indonesia had come, and there were few other people from Philippines, Cambodia, Papua New Guinea, Thailand, and with the grace of Allah, all of them were showing the examples of sincerity and devotion. Some were only converted a few years ago, men and as well as women, but because their expression of devotion and connection with the caliphate was amazing. And there are many distant places, and it is difficult, it's expensive traveling. And when I saw them, I could see the truth of the words of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that they are the Jamaat of the people and Allah will look after them. It is Allah who has put in them a love of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, promised Messiah who is the true servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has developed a connection with them from such distant places that one is amazed to see such sights. As I said, that although there was no jalsa in Singapore, and I met the people who came from these countries, and I was unable to make a program for the Jamaat's progress and also to check up their work, and by taking direct information I had the opportunity to guide them for future programs, and they also had the opportunity to know the work and how to progress it further. Because some of the Jamaats are totally new and they do not know some knowledge, some aspect, But alhamdulillah, that visiting Singapore was proved to be most beneficial. And where I thought there was only a small Jamaat, but because of the representative from other countries, my time was very busy. I should also tell you that in Singapore you cannot preach publicly. You can sell the books in the shops, and the reason is that the Muslims had made much uproar when the Christians were preaching. Therefore, the government made restrictions for our preaching and only allowed us to sell literature. It doesn't make any difference to the other Muslims, because neither do they have the true knowledge of Islam, nor do they have any interest in preaching. It only affected the Jamaat, and their preaching was, there were obstacles in their preaching. And if only the Muslim could understand that today, that you can show the superiority of Islam with argument and with logic, it can only be done with the obedience to the true servant of the Holy Prophet of Islam, because it is promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam who had sought and received the guidance directly from God today and has given us this teaching, that it is only through him we can find that station which can join us with the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If only the Muslim could understand this point. And today they should bring the followers of other religions under the standard of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and rather than opposing this servant of the Holy Prophet, they should try to help him and back him. Let me mention, by the way, that in the Arab world, as I said before, that they have made restrictions to oppose the Christians and also the Christian preaching, and different that whatever Christians are attacking, you must not reply to them. They cannot give replies because they have no logic and argument. It is better if they don't. But our Arab brothers, this Mustafa Sabit Sahib and some other very scholarly people and have the knowledge, they are broadcasting some Arabic programs from MTA, and especially in to rebut this attack of the Christians which they are making and launching among the Arabs. The Arabs are very happy to see these programs. And therefore, and with the grace of Allah, many people have taken bay'ah through it and have joined Ahmadiyyat. But the government departments are troubling those who come to visit us. This was, by the way, I have mentioned. I will request the Jamaat to pray that Allah may protect them from all harm and mischief. After Singapore, I toured Australia, which is a large continent. Therefore, we made a 2 weeks programs, and in my opinion, even this was not enough time. In Australia, we held the annual convention, and many people had attended from abroad. the mosque that we have in Sydney is a very large and spacious mosque and beautiful mosque, and it is very near to the main road, and you can see this beautiful sight, especially during the night, because there is a minaret and also a dome, and you can see, and it is in roughly 28 acres. It was Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Fourth which had inaugurated this mosque, and so was previously, which I think I mentioned earlier, that perhaps it was Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Third, but it was Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Fourth, and now they want to build a hall joining this mosque, and I laid the foundation stone of it, and they want to build it, complete it before the centenary of Khilafat, and there will be hall and the offices of the auxiliary organizations, and they also have some other plans. They also bought a 10-acre land, a plot, and they have also built a mosque and guest house and mission house, and I inaugurated it. In Adelaide, Jamaat has also purchased a plot, and they have made a temporary building, but they have a good plan for future. It is a good site, and we have already got a already built hall there. In Sydney and Canberra, there was a reception meeting, and in Sydney it was within the precinct of the mosque, and the guests had come, and Canberra's National Museum had organized it. You must have watched it on MTA. There were quite well-educated people and politicians and representatives from various countries had attended these occasions. In Australia, there are also a large number of Fijian Ahmadis who have settled there. There are many other people who were from the Lahori sect had also settled there, and some people who had come from Lahori families, they are friends of the with the Jamaat, and they were quite good. It appeared from their faces that they believe that the real Jamaat Ahmadiyya is the one which with the caliphate, but they are hesitating to join. I told one or two that you should stop hesitating, and you should believe in all the claims of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Outwardly they did promise to reflect over it. May Allah enable them. In reception, I also was able to talk about the teachings of peace of Islam, and as a result of it, many people who met me afterwards, they thanked me to remove many of their misunderstanding. The Attorney General had also come to that reception. He told me later that I thought I knew a lot about Islam, but you have told me something entirely new. We made a lot of discussions with them. And Canberra, where the reception was arranged in the National Museum in the capital, and various ambassadors from various countries were coming from America, and he was number two from America, and there were other ambassadors from other countries. an immigration minister of Australia and some senators and the leaders of churches. Here also I explained to them what is the teachings of Islam about peace. I told them that every Muslim, whether he acts in the name of Islam or as an individual, if any of his act inflicts a harm, you quickly put it in the name of Islam and give a bad name to Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if a Christian were to make such does such act and they do not, and or other followers of other religion, you do not attribute to that action to their religion. Later on, our Australian Amir told me that one ambassador who is from an Islamic country and the Ahmadiyyat is being opposed, Mahmood Sahib, our Amir, said to me that whatever I had addressed is quite true, and only you people who can say where they are representative of various countries, and we don't have that courage. May Allah give them intelligence and understanding. Rather than denying the Imam of the time, they should start believing in him who had put the beauties of Islam before the world and has made being a means of increasing the faith of the Muslims. If they will believe in this Imam, they will have such courage to speak, and no one will have the temerity of attacking against Islam and the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were many Christian priests had also come who were the representative of various churches. He told me later that what you said is true, that every wrong step of a Muslim is put against the name of Islam, and they do not treat other followers of religions the same way. What was their intention, only Allah knows best. But they stayed with me and talked about the Ahmadiyyat and other topics in a leisurely way for a long time. Therefore, I was enabled to convey the message of Islam to various people, various nations, and various followers of various religions. May Allah create best results. After Australia, I visited Fiji, and there also was the annual convention, and we talked about matters of Jamaat. There are only small Jamaats in various areas. In Fiji Islands, the large island which is called Fiji, I visited four Jamaats. And in other two islands of Fiji, Tuyuni and one other, Huzur says, I'm not sure whether I'm pronouncing the right word, I also visited the two islands. Moro, which is near Fiji, here also was the inauguration of Lajna Hall, and they have built, which is in within a small mosque precinct. Fiji is also a very beautiful country, and no one can compete with its natural beauty. May Allah also let the people, the residents here, to recognize the true beauty, which is the beauty of God, and is the beauty of the teaching which He has sent, and it is the beauty of the messenger, the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He has sent. And it is the responsibility of the Fijians to convey this message to their fellow countrymen. as I mentioned, that I also went to another island which is on a small aeroplane. But Mombasa place, and then we went to about 30 or 40 minutes drive where Jamaat had established a secondary school, the Mashallah. It is very good building. It is in a remote area. I also inaugurated the home economics block in this school. I also went to visit some distant Ahmadis. It was for whom it was difficult to come to it. We then saw this promise which Allah made with promise Messiah being fulfilled. The board which is hung there, it is that where the date line passes through this island, they write yesterday on that side, and the other side, which is the western side where the sun has to rise, they said today. So there was a geographical expert with us. I asked him, why have they written, you are calling this yesterday, and whatever the date has yet to begin, they say today. He first showed some amazement, and they kept silent, whether in my respect or otherwise. I said to him, you should first make your mind clear that why have they called yesterday to what, where the sun has risen, and said today where sun has not yet risen. So he asked him, I asked him to explain, let somebody explain and tell me that, so that perhaps it can add knowledge to us, but maybe this is the Western view that they call themselves today and everything else yesterday. Here also I met various sections of the community and the priests of the churches, and send them the message of brotherliness of Islam and of peace. In the capital of Fiji, where there were in a meeting where there were people who were ambassadors and government officials, and the who is the deputy president, who is now acting president at these days, he also had attended, and there also I mentioned about the brotherly teaching and the teachings of peace of Islam. And the ambassador of UK had also attended it, and also ambassador from Australia and other countries attended it, and it was a good gathering. These people are normally politicians and have no much link with religion, but at least it may have the benefit that to some extent they may have the right picture about Islam. And because of their hatred and the animosity they have against Islam, if they do not are not totally removed, they are somewhat lessened and reduced. And they also know that Jamaat Ahmadiyya is the community that presented the true teachings of Islam. In Fiji, one morning I was preparing for Fajr prayer. I received a telephone call from Nazri Ala of Pakistan. Is it true? We have just heard that there is a great fear of tsunami hitting there. And the places that I was visiting, there was some danger there also, but Allah showed the blessing and grace that storm remained within the waters. When I heard the news in the morning, it appeared that Tonga, where there was the earthquakes, it will be totally destroyed. But when I asked the local people what kind of a territory Tonga is, they said it is very plain. And here we have just established a new Jamaat Ahmadiyya, and they had also attended the Jalsa in Fiji, and they were very sincere people. Because there is also an earthquake quite near them, and they are not a hilly place, but it is a plain place, and they have just become Ahmadis, and I was worried about them. But Allah showed the grace that after we came, after the morning prayer, the news said everything is safe, and they were also letting me know they were still giving the news when the thing ended. May Allah protect them from such events, and whatever the storms and earthquakes are hitting, although there is not much harm, it is a kind of warning that if they do not recognize their Creator, so the example of destruction that we have seen, they can be repeated. May Allah have mercy. Ahmadi in every country must engage themselves to convey this message to the fellow countrymen. Otherwise, as promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam has said, that neither the islands will be protected, nor Europe, nor America, nor Asia. May Allah give them intelligence and understanding, that they recognize their Creator. Ameen. In the adjoining islands of Fiji is Tuvalu, Tonga, and one other island which I mentioned. Here also, the representative from here had also come. But unfortunately, they are not so well off economically. They are very poor people. And despite that, many families had come. And only they were had accepted Ahmadiyyat only a few years ago, but their emotion, their passions, their sincerity that they were expressing was a great deal. We also had meetings with them and explained to them the matters of training and preaching. May Allah spread His light in these small islands fully, and let them as a whole understand Ahmadiyyat and the true Islam. And may Allah put blessing in our little effort. After Fiji, I visited New Zealand. Here also the Jamaat has increased much, and a large majority is of Fijian Ahmadis who have migrated from Fiji, have gone to New Zealand, although so far there is no missionary. But despite this, they are looking after themselves, and they had made much better arrangements. Here also there was a reception, and I explained the teachings of Islam to them. Here there was one of the great local leader, and he is also an MP, and he had also come to our reception. So far the local Jamaat has not succeeded to build the proper mosque, and because of the situation they were worried about some administrative matters, and I told one of the minister, and I talked to him. He said there is no restriction, you can build a mosque. With the grace of Allah, Jamaat has bought a 2.5 acre plot. There is also a building, there are two halls, and Jamaat can offer their prayer. There is also a office, library and guest house. But they don't have the proper building of the mosque, although the hall is facing Qibla, but they have no dome or minarets. So I talked to the minister and he said he will help. And it is now the local Ahmadis who should contact them. And they also tried to get a missionary, because once there is a missionary in a place, it does make a lot of difference. And may Allah make this minister stick to his promise, and Jamaat may not face any difficulties. The Jamaat is very sincere and is with great courage and devotion. They gave duties, and this was their first opportunity of a large event, and they looked after it very well, and they carried out their duties so well. As I just mentioned, that Lahori, Fijian Ahmadis who were in Australia, they are also here in New Zealand. And they are living here for 3 or 4 generations. Among these Lahori Fijians, many have joined the Jamaat and are completely obedient to the Caliphate. And there are 1 or 2 others who are coming closer to the Jamaat. They had attended the Jalsa. One family met me privately afterwards. I spent 30 minutes to them, and their son had become Ahmadi, and he very sincerely, he had said with painful heart, that please pray that my parents should also accept the true Ahmadiyyat. His father was 60 years old, but he was very rigid view, and they were stuck to the fact that Promised Messiah is not a prophet. So I told them that you should not read anything, just read one small pamphlet of Promised Messiah, which is Ek Galati Ka Izala, and that will satisfy you and make your views clear. He said, I will. So his son said, I have got one. And his father said, let me think first. They do not publish all the literature of Promised Messiah, that is the Lahori section, so that people may not come to know his true claims. But I watched that his wife was showing changes on her face. And next day she came with his son, and she was shedding tears. He said, I don't know whether my husband will join you or not. You take my bath. May Allah make us steadfast. And all those who have been separated from us, may Allah give them intelligence and understanding that they would accept all the claims of Promised Messiah and accept the truth. I had mentioned this reception. There were Nori tribe people who had also attended, and one of their leader is the member of parliament. He also said that Islam is the most beautiful teaching, what you have described. This is the justice, and that is what we need. But because they are deprived, they are local people, but they don't have the full control. People have come from outside and control their islands. May Allah also make them to understand and accept the truth. One matter was with the about Australian tour. there was a large number of, there were delegation came from Solomon Islands. They, with the grace of Allah, they are progressing greatly in their sincerity. And the one person who belonged to the royal family, he is a new Ahmadi, and it is possibility that he may be selected the chief of the tribe. He is an educated person, and he had accepted Ahmadiyyat as a family. With the grace of Allah, in Solomon Island, last year, we had bought a plot and a teacher we have sent from Ghana. And their chiefs have many other islands under them, and they have a link with the boats, and they cover the journey in few hours. And this Ahmadi has also asked me to pray for him to become chief. May Allah, when the opportunity comes, give him this position, and also give them ability to look after all the other islands and help them to accept the truth. When you see their sincerity, we do not think he is a new Ahmadi. He had such respect and honor and sincerity in his person that one was amazed. He has also joined the wasiyat system. So these amazing sights that we see of the promises which Allah had made with the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the fulfillment of them, that I will convey your message to the ends of the earth. We see these scenes everywhere, and Allah is Himself making its arrangement. Their love of Ahmadiyyat and true Islam is continue to advance. May Allah continue to advance them in their sincerity and devotion. I also met Doctor, one of the doctor's grandson. First, Nasir Qamar Sahib has written to me that this man lives there. I will tell you who he was. When we wrote to the national president, he found out the information from various organizations. He was a well-known scientist, and we discovered it. Dr. Clement, in 1908, he had visited India and was giving lectures in various places, and he was an expert of astronomy. In Lahore, when he delivered his lecture, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Sadiq Sahab heard his lecture and then contacted him and told him about promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Dr. Clement expressed a wish to meet Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He was not ready to go, could not go immediately, but he said we have to take time from promised Messiah. And after the appointment, 12th of May 1908, they met, and then 18th of May he met again promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and discussed all subjects about the universe, about soul, about religion, about God. It is a great detail about his questions, and it has been published. So after these discussions, Dr. Saab submitted to promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. I thought there is a great conflict between science and religion, as the mullahs think, but you have removed this contradiction altogether. Promised Messiah said, this is our work and this is what we are proving, that there is no contradiction in science and religion. Then this professor, Dr. Clement, thanked Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, And so after his discussion in two sittings with promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, how he was impressed by it, then Mufti Sadiq Sahib mentioned to promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, it is on 23rd of May, that is before the demise of promised Messiah, that he is so changed in him that that he used to talk about Christianity and atonement. Now he mentions the glory of God in his lectures. And he mentions that this is the statement from Darwin. And he has started mentioning that whatever promised Messiah had taught him, that a man progresses in his situation himself. Although there is no authentic records, but it is quite possible that because of his meeting with promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he had taken bath and had become Muslims. When we also mentioned to their grandson and granddaughter, they also came to the reception and they sat with me and were talking. His grandson are about 55 or 66 year old. He did not much, but his granddaughter said that Dr. Sahib had become Muslims, and after visiting India, after returning from India, the first wife had separated from her, and he had married India again, second time, and we are the children from that wife. And I asked her how he became Muslim and where did he took the pledge and bath. She said that there were many paperwork which was burnt, caught fire and was destroyed. But she said that I was sure that he died as a Muslim and was also saying that he was a Muslim. Therefore, we can say that because of Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Sadiq Sahib, he had accepted Ahmadi Islam. Therefore, he will be Ahmadi, and his grave is near Auckland. And we have told the president of New Zealand, Jamaat, to keep a contact with them. May Allah so destine that there is a change in their heart and they can recognize the truth. The last country I toured was Japan. With the grace of Allah, there are 10 or 12 Japanese who are Ahmadis and they are in contact. I had the opportunity to resolve their problems and also to remind them of tarbiyat matters. Among the Japanese Ahmadis, the first day their reaction their reaction showed a change and their devotion was increasing. May Allah so destine that they can be a means to convey the Ahmadiyyat and true Islam to the people. And whatever promised Messiah had said about Japan, that they are inclined to religion. May it be proved to be true. Many people in Japan who were ministers and they had come to the reception, they have returned with good impressions. An MP in their parliament told me that we do not know much about Islam. Therefore, we quickly are influenced by the Orientalist of the West and tell us more about Islam. May Allah so destine that the local Jamaat realize their responsibility and do their duty to convey the message of Islam. You should pray, let's all pray, that Allah may create best and far-reaching results of this tour, and soon we see the standard of the Holy Prophet ﷺ hoisting in every country, and according to the words of promised Messiah, we see an ever new fresh signs from God and find the light and certitude and certain faith.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وذكر الله أكبر.